The world of competitive cycling is tough, even for those with all their senses fully functioning. But what if you were blind? You'd probably think that the vision impaired would have to give cycling a miss, given the obvious challenges it presents. Well, think again. Blind cycling is very much a happening sport. We sent our roving reporter Alex Hyman down to the Perth Velodrome to find out how blind cycling works.
Today I am down at the Perth Velodrome to find out more about blind cycling. Now you might think that vision would be a prerequisite to be a competitive cyclist. Well, you'd be wrong. With me is Vicky Dilley and Amanda O'Connor. Vicky is a vision-impaired cyclist and Amanda is her pilot. And together they're hoping to go all the way to the London Paralympics.
Basically, it's like two people on the bike. The front person's a fully sighted person, so they're like the pilot. And then the vision impaired person's at the back and they're called the stoker. And we work together and we just ride.
So, Vicky, why cycling? Of all the things you could have done, is it something you always wanted to just have a go at?
Yeah, it is. I love doing the sport. I love just getting out there and just going for a ride. Helps clear my head. So, yeah, it's really, really fun.
And how did you get involved?
I heard about it through the Blind Association, I think. And then they got me in contact with WACTAC, and then basically grew from there.
Tell me about the bike. It's pretty different, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty much a two-person bike. It's a Contarino. It's a fairly old bike, but it's still pretty good.
Okay, terrific. Now, Amanda, you're a front rider, is that right? Could you just explain your role?
Yes, I'm the pilot for the tandem. You know, it's pretty incredible that these visually impaired riders put so much faith in us. Before we had them down here to do a clinic, we actually got on the bikes ourselves because none of us in our club had ever ridden a tandem before. So I've had to go on the back and I've done it blindfolded. And when you do that, you just realise, you know, you have absolutely no concept of where the bike's going, where you are on the track, even if you know the track very well. So it requires the back rider to put an enormous amount of trust in the front rider. And the front rider's job is to steer the bike.
So what makes a good pilot?
Look, you've got to have a strong rider, for sure, but ideally on a tandem, you need both riders as strong as each other, with a similar sort of power output. Perhaps the back rider could have a slight percentage less power output than the front rider, but if you're evenly matched, that's what you want.
So how does it compare to just riding on your own?
Oh, wow, it's a big difference. Yeah, it's. I jumped back on my single the other night for training and felt like a little child's bike after riding the tandem.
Is there much verbal communication between the two of you?
Yeah, there is. Amanda tells me when to push and like go hard and then to ease off. And then she tells me when we're starting our effort and then when we're finishing and when we're stopping.
With me now is Daryl Benson. He's the head cycling coach at WACE. I've just been watching Amanda and Vicky going round, and they were doing very, very well. They were taking it up to everyone else.
Yeah, it's really pleasing. Well, Amanda herself has been a world champion in the Masters division and the younger Masters area, I must say. And Vicky is a classic developing new rider. From my point, they've come on really well and they've more ways to go, but they're really coming on fast and strong and some very pleasing times early on. As a state, we've fallen away a little bit and now it's the exciting rebuild time. And it's great to see four to five tandems around at the moment coming back into the mix. Some of them can put their hand up for London. We're cutting a quite fine line, but some of these athletes are really needing time to develop anyway. Some will go through to 12, some maybe 2016 focus.
So now it's time for me to give this tandem cycling a go. I'm not going to do it blindfolded. I think I'll have enough trouble just staying on as it is. Now, Josh is the man who's going to take me around the velodrome, and he's a pilot for vision-impaired cyclist Jeremy McClure. And like Vicky and Amanda, they're hoping to qualify for international competition. Okay, Josh, so what's the secret to a good tandem ride?
Pretty much just knowing each other and your capabilities, figure out what sort of cadence and speed you can cope with.
So is the hardest part getting going? Is that looks like on a tandem?
It's quite hard. I mean, with the extra weight and being affixed to your bike like this, you don't have the ability to like sort of clip your feet in. It's all got to be synchronised and you all got to get it right.
So I can't freewheel either with this. I've got to keep going.
You've got to keep pedalling. And yeah, that's the biggest thing. At the end of the ride, don't just think, oh, I can stop now. Just keep your legs rolling over nice and slowly and we'll slow down.
Sounds good. Go easy on me.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're away. So, I mean, that wall that we're riding past right now is... What angle is that on? Because it basically just looks like a sheer wall. So we're heading around now, and we're picking up a bit of speed, certainly getting windier. It's quite something different. Sure beats hanging around on the mountain bike, that's for sure. So Josh, we're done there. Must have done half a dozen, 8 laps or so, something like that.
Yeah, just to get used to and give you the feel of the track.
It's certainly something I can't imagine doing if I was visually impaired, though. That just is amazing.
Definitely, I can't. I mean, I've put myself in that situation by blindfolding myself, but to not have the opportunity to see where you're going and things like that, I just have so much respect for these guys that put their safety and their health in our pilots' hands, and we just want to go as fast. They want to go just as fast as we do. They're just crazy nutters, pretty much.
Well, good on you for giving it a go. And you got a lot of responsibility on your shoulders there, being the pilot and all.
Yeah, no, it's good. I enjoy riding with Jeremy, my partner. He's an awesome athlete. And, yeah, there is a bit of responsibility there. But it's definitely teamwork. And we'll try and work towards nationals. And hopefully you'll see us giving it a good crack.
All the very best with it.
Thank you.
That's blind cycling pilot Josh Clark with our roving reporter Alex Hyman taking on the speed of the Perth Velodrome and meeting the very inspiring athletes involved with blind cycling. If you'd like more information on blind cycling, you can head along to whatcaccac.org. That's WATCAC.org. Given the costs associated with cycling, I imagine the athletes will be very happy to hear from any potential sponsors who may be out there.